Well, good morning. Here we are on the fourth Sunday of Advent. So we'll bring Advent to a close and begin with Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas, next Sunday. But for today, we're on the fourth Sunday, lighting the fourth candle, the candle representing love himself as he comes. And so we are grateful, and this has been a great Advent season as we've had our ladies sharing these themes. And so one I love is going to share on love today, so that's cool. So we just invite Sue to come up and share what God has given her this morning. Isn't she cute?
Isn't he cute? Yeah, brownie points. Wow. Well, good morning, family. Wow. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, thank you for being here. And when we encounter you, we are home and we are loved. And there's nothing like coming home. And when we are yours, you are always guiding and directing and communicating us back home to you and your love. And where you are, there is love. And it's enough for us. And it's enough for everyone. So, Lord, would you come? And thank you for inspiring each and every one of us. We need you. In your beautiful name, amen. I'm going to tell a lot of stories today because I have a lot of stories to tell, but they're good stories. Have you ever had that desperate feeling of being physically lost in the woods? Many years ago, when I lived in Minnesota, which, by the way, is an excellent state, a group of friends and I got in the car, and we went out to a very, very dark place at night, no moon, just gorgeous stars. And in fact, in certain places in Minnesota, you can see the northern lights. It's great. And it was a beautiful night. It was clear. So we got out of the cars. There were four of us. And we did our stargazing, and then we got back down on this path. And then we said, wouldn't it be cool if we went into the woods, thinking that we had enough light to navigate? Well, we didn't. And we four were in the woods for hardly any time, and we got totally disoriented. Now, I was the oldest, not by much, but I couldn't show panic, but I was really panicked. And so we just devised some sort of way to hook arms and just decide, where's the road? And we just went that way without falling over stones and logs and all that. And eventually, we got to the road, and we were breathing a sigh of relief. You know, it's during those times we wish that we had had a blazed trail. Many of us have walked a blazed trail. Anybody walked a blazed trail before? A couple of you have. I have a visual here I want to show you. Sometimes when you're walking in woods and there are actual trails that have been established, how do you know to go? There are 2x6 kind of painted markings on trees that they're at eye level, and you keep walking, and oh, there's another one, and you keep walking, and oh, there's another one. For example, now I'm a school teacher, okay, so I have a visual, right? Okay, the brown is a tree. This marking, which is 2x6, indicates that it's a shared trail, and that means that some trails come together, and you walk that trail together, and then you go someplace else. Evidently, in the state system of hiking trails, they're all marked with orange. And as long as you follow those markings, you're in good shape. Now, there are special trails, the Appalachian Trail. Anybody walk that or a part of that? Have you? Okay, I have a friend that whose son is walking it right now, or maybe he's done, I don't know. But evidently, they're all in white and blue, okay? So that's the Appalachian Trail. But these are called blazes, and I guess I really didn't know that. And they're real important. Don and I went up to the Blue Ridge Mountains there several years ago, and we went to this lodge that's way up there. And we decided we were going to take a short walk. The trail started from the lodge, and then you start to walk. And we knew that this was just a big loop, okay? And we started to walk, and I said, oh, this is cool. There are blazes. As long as we walk those blazes and have those in front of us, we'll be in good shape. Well, it wasn't a long path at all. So we started to walk, and then we started to walk. But at some point, you remember this, right? At some point, we lost track of those blazes. And night was falling fast, and we definitely needed to get home. So even though we thought that we were fairly close to the lodge by that time, really to launch out on our own would have been like certain lostness, you know. And I could just see this, you know. Pastoral couple from Newport News gets lost in the Blue Ridge Parkway and meander for 3 days, and then the police find us and so on and so forth. What we decided to do is, let's just turn around and retrace our steps. And I was really scared. Retrace our steps. We finally got back there with a few slips and slides. But those blazes are really, really important. They led us home. If you follow the blazes, they'll lead you home. Now, blazes can be people, too. And they become what? Trailblazers, right? And recently in France, Don and I were driving back to our little rented apartment after having dinner with friends. And the land between the villages is often not well lit. And so we were driving on the interstate, and we came off the interstate. And even though we had GPS and good headlights, it was really dark. And the road was very narrow. And no sooner had I said, wow, is it dark in here, and I think we need a trailblazer, this little car zipped out in front of us and then just confidently led all the way with nice tail lights and all of that. And I blurted out, oh, this is so cool, our trailblazer. His lights were the blazes that led us home. And this past trip to France, we encountered pea soup fog. Now, how many of you have ever driven in fog? Have you? It's really terrifying, isn't it? Especially when it's that thick. Well, this is what we call pea soup fog. And we were on our way to Nevers to that conference. And the speed limit in France, as you know, is a lot faster than ours in general. It's 130 kilometers an hour, which is 80 miles an hour. Okay, and people can go a lot faster than that, but that's your speed limit. Now, when we had the fog, people did slow down, but it's terrifying to be going, trying to keep a steady pace and not knowing who's there, who's going to come up on you just like that. And, you know, I had had this concept of trailblazer before, and so I said to myself, we could really use a trailblazer. We could really use a car that has very distinctive taillights. And sure enough, there was a car that went, and we just followed that little guy all the way, well, for a long, long way. And I was just so grateful because that trailblazer led us home to Nevers. Blazes and trailblazers, they lead us home, everyone. If we stay on the path, they lead us home. They're messages of love. You know, my goal this morning is really to ask some questions. And I hope that we'll all be asking these questions to help us recognize more quickly that God is always providing blazes for us. He's always providing trailblazers for us in our lives to lead us home to his love. And I want us to think about it in two categories. Number one, if you would think about before you knew Jesus, in your search for Jesus, what were the blazes and who were the trailblazers? that God used to help lead you home to him and his love. And then second, now that you are his, and we're learning to be his disciples, what are the blazes and who are the trailblazers that God uses to help navigate our life in him? I'm going to give... Don, can you pass this out? I have worksheets. I told you I was a teacher, right? And I'm going to kind of follow this. You don't need to fill in the blanks. I'm hoping at some point that you'll take some time to say, what were those blazes that kept me on the path towards him? Who were the trailblazers? Right? There's a song at the back that I'll talk about a little bit later. If you have an extra one, honey, I'll take that. So, for me, as I'm reflecting upon what were the blazes and who were the trailblazers in my life in my search for Christ, and it was a very specific search for Jesus, even though I went to church all my life, okay? My first trailblazer that came to my mind was my mom. And in my first year of college, I was a very confident, if not cocky, idealist. Sound familiar, everybody? Those were the very early 1970s. And I went to one of the most liberal arts colleges in the Midwest. And even though my parents had taught me right from wrong, I tested a few limits when I was away from their care. And one day, Mom and I have a terrific relationship with my parents. One day, Mom and I were having a discussion which brought up a concern that she and Dad had about what I was doing. And I tried to reassure them that everything was A-OK. Sound familiar? She didn't really buy that explanation. But she ended up the conversation with this. Well, dear, whatever happens, you know you can always come home. I have never forgotten that. Unconditional love right there. The words were the blaze, and my mother was a trailblazer. Traveling in Europe in 1972, there were a lot of people traveling in Europe those days with big backpacks, and I was one of those people. I don't know why my parents allowed me to do that, to go off to Europe by myself for 3 months, but they did. And, that was a time when people were really trying to find themselves. I mean, I know young people are trying to find themselves in different ways, but it was really kind of big. People were trying to find themselves. There were hundreds of people, kids with backpacks and bedrolls, and attached, and I was one of those. I was one of those people that was kind of pseudo-searching. I wasn't a real hippie, but I was a pseudo-hippie, and that was okay. Anyway, one day in Amsterdam, I was searching for a youth hostel. That's what we did, right, to stay in. And my book, which was the famous Europe on $5 a Day, remember that one, guided me to a very cheap hotel called the Sleep-In, or something like that. It was a big gymnasium where you put down your sleeping bag somewhere on the gym floor and you hunkered down for the night. It smelled. It was dark. You were required to lock up your stuff in a mass storage behind the reception desk. Now, I wasn't very discerning, but I understood that this was not the place for me. So I left, and I stood on the sidewalk again with my famous book open, looking for a youth hostel. And I saw one, and there was this man that came up, and he said, "May I help you?" The Dutch are really, they're very helpful people. I really like the Dutch. They're terrific. Love them a lot. And I said, "Well, I don't want to stay here, and I'm looking for this." And he said, "Oh, that's two blocks down the road. And you'll identify it because there are flags that are being flown in front of it. And you can get there." And so, sure enough, I thanked him and I walked off. And wow, it was a Christian youth hostel, friends. And that's where I slept with clean sheets for the first time in weeks. And there was a young Christian who gave his salvation testimony. You know, I've been in church all my life, but I'm not sure I ever heard a testimony quite like that. The people were kind. The place was safe. And, you know, it was an amazing experience for me. And I took, you know, I wrote a diary back in those days. And I wrote, I almost brought it because I still have it on purpose. It says, "I know everything that he said is true, but I'm not ready." So anyway, the man on the street and all those people in the youth hostel, they were sent by God to get me on the path. They were blazes. They were trailblazers for me. Same trip, Hamburg, Germany. I was riding in the city bus with my big backpack, and I was going to Denmark. I don't know where I was going. And there was an older lady. She engaged me in conversation. She was amazed that I was alone, traveling alone, but a lot of people were doing it. And she said, "Well, please know that I will be praying for you every day." Bang, a trailblazer. I still remember this, everybody, and that's why I know that those were blazes, trailblazers. And then youth pastor. I got back to Cleveland, and I went to, by that time, I was decided maybe I could open the door of a church and walk in, because I really was searching for God. I mean, nothing was making sense. I had anxiety because nothing was making sense. And I just went in. This place was called the Chapel, Evangelical Free Church, near Cleveland, Ohio. And that is where I met the ultimate trailblazer. That was Jesus. And it's Jesus blazed that trail in showing devotion to his Father. And Jesus blazed a trail in caring for the lost and disenfranchised. And Jesus blazed the trail in demonstrating forgiveness and mercy. And Jesus blazed the trail in suffering the punishment for my sin, my misdeed. And he finished the course. Jesus blazed that trail demonstrating selflessness. He blazed the trail. He lived it. And quite frankly, folks, Jesus is the only reason we're here today. Don't you think? Well, after you become his, do the blazes and the trailblazers stop after asking Jesus into our heart? No, hardly. It's just begun. And when you come to know him, you discover the most important book in the world, this book. This book is one big blaze, and that's why we have to read it. This is one big blaze. It keeps us on the path of his love. And I have lots of blazes. You do too. How many of you have favorite verses? You have favorite verses that come to you? Okay, so for example, I've got a few personals. Isaiah 33:6. If you know this, go, "Guess what, Sue? I know this one." He will be the stability for your times. Do we need stability for our times, friends? He will be the stability for your times, a rich storehouse of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Micah 6:8. "He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." Isaiah 26:3. "The steadfast of mind thou wilt keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." 2 Timothy 1:7. "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Do you ever think you're going crazy? You aren't. You aren't. Because God has given you a sound mind. for the mindset on the flesh is death. Is that the truth? Oh, my word. But the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Philippians 1:6. I love giving this one to kids. He who began a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, the last two I have, just these are blazes, everyone. They keep Sue Freeman on the path. This is New Living Translation. I came to this and I went, this is so good. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. Did you hear that? There's no if, ands, or buts about it. It says you're not obligated. It's a choice, but we're not obligated. Now you say, Sue, you're supposed to be talking about love today. Love, the love of Jesus. This is the love of Jesus. This is the love of Jesus. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing. Blaze after blaze after blaze after blaze, everyone. It's beautiful. God loves us. Those are the blazes. Who are the trailblazers? Now, I want you to start thinking a little bit with me. Who have been your trailblazers? Whether it was in your search, your initial search for Christ, when you were young, maybe after you made a confession of faith as, I don't know, an older person, I don't know. But who were those people that God put in your path to keep you on the path and guide you home to His love? I have a Summit Christian Academy friend. She blazed the trail with regard to loving the Scriptures. She has a fierce insistence to be in God's Word. She believes it to nourish her during the most difficult times. Now, she and I were part of the original faculty up here down the road in 1996. She taught K-4, K-5, and was in charge of the aftercare program. Lee Marshall taught first, second, and third grade. I taught fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. It was wonderful. It was totally exhausting. Right, Anna? We got a teacher here. She knows. If you've homeschooled, you know. Anyway, it was a load. It was exhilarating. This friend of mine was doing all that. She was a single mom. She was raising four children on her own. And one day, it was the end of a very long day, folks, and she said, Sue, we've got to make it through. And then I looked her, you know, we're just about ready to keel over. And she looked me straight in the eye and she said, Sue, challenge me. Really? Are you kidding me? She didn't complain. She didn't go, woe is me. I'm sure she did at home. She didn't do that. She said, challenge me. She said, challenge me. I do think God is saying challenge us. I mean, why are we here? We're His people. And He wants to use us. No, sorry. I know I'm getting a little... This is just... You know. And I gulped and I said, stay in His word. And then she said, absolutely. That is right. I will. Thank you. What a trailblazer. I just saw her the other day. She hasn't changed. She's stronger than ever. She's amazing. I have a close friend from Virginia Beach, close friend in Kansas. They are my trailblazers in terms of prayer. The first one, you have a prayer need? We're praying on the spot. And the other one is just deep in prayer. She is the intercessor. She's kind of my spiritual mother. She's just deep, 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 loves Jesus. I have another Summit friend. She blazes the trail demonstrating consecration. What's consecration, everybody? You're set apart, and you're going to do what God tells you to do because He's going to be there with you. He's going to be there with me. She and her husband said yes to leaving the United States to serve in an international school far away. This was just last August. She left family and sold their home and most of their belongings, including their dog, and left it all to follow God's will for their life in their mid-50s. They left it all. I had another friend, and she just passed away in August, right? And she demonstrated forgiveness and a commitment to children. As she submitted her very strong personality, mixed with a great deal of struggling with inferiority, she just gave it to Jesus. Towards the end of her life, everyone, she organized a birthday party for her mother, who was turning 100. Why did she do it? She says, "I am doing this to demonstrate to her children and her grandchildren how to honor a person." Even though most people would say that her mother didn't deserve that. There's another couple. They're bridge builders. They build bridges to people, and they develop friendships with people, not just friendships like 1 month, but decades. And they're bridge builders, and they know they are. And so they just build these bridges. They're trailblazers for me. And I know of a certain pastor, and he blazes a trail because he has a very, very, very special love for people. And every week, he waits on the Lord, and he asks the Lord how he wants the flock to be fed this upcoming Sunday. He's up at 4:30 in the morning. He looks over his message. He researches it. He rehearses it in his mind and in his heart and his head, and then he delivers it. He loves God. He loves God's people. And to the degree he is able, and to the degree people allow him, he tries to walk in grace to take care of this Vineyard Church here in Yorktown. He's a trailblazer for me. He loves people a lot more than I do. You, and all of you, you are trailblazers for me. Do you believe that? That's how important you are. Dean, you walk in, you're a trailblazer for me. I admire you. She takes care of her children. She takes care of her grandkids. She's amazing. You are amazing. You are a trailblazer because you love Jesus. You understand it. And I love you for that. Thank you for being a trailblazer for me. That's why when you come here, it makes a difference. Gregory, you're a trailblazer for me. You're amazing. When we encounter something or someone that God has designated as a blaze, we're a trailblazer. That's his love. It's a message saying, I love you. Follow the blazes. It's a message saying, wherever you are, when you are with me, you are home and you are loved. And Jesus is the ultimate trailblazer. The Son of God came. He lived among us. He was sacrificed to free us from a guilty verdict. Oh, man, I am so guilty. And is resurrected to reclaim us, the Vineyard, these people here, for himself so that we can serve him on earth and enjoy him forever in heaven, as I used to say to the kids at Summit Christian Academy, when your time on earth is done. Folks, do you know that? I think you do. It took the ultimate trailblazer, paying the ultimate sacrifice to bring us home. It cost that much. It was that big. Would you look at the back? And there's a song on the back of your worksheet there. This was originally sung by Steve Green back in the day, but it's a great song. I didn't think to have it played here today, but the chorus. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light the way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. And the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Help us to be mindful of you, Lord. Give us grace to see your blazes. Thanks for blazing the trail ahead of us, Jesus. We really need your guidance. Thanks for coming. Thanks for dying. Thanks for living again and communicating with us constantly for your sake and for your glory. And Lord, even though we often think we couldn't possibly be trailblazers for someone else, we know that's exactly what you want to do. You want to build your kingdom, and you want to do it through us. So, Lord, help us to recognize those blazes, to follow you closely, and to remain in your love so that we can be trailblazers for the next generation of disciples. You want that more than we do. Thank you for leading us home. Thank you for your love. Amen.
So now we're ready. Now we're ready for this calling and this challenge that's been placed on our lives. No more hiding in corners, no more pretending that we can't. I think these last 4 weeks, what the ladies have exposed to us, leaves us in the bright, shining light of this amazing plan of salvation that says, you can't hide, because this is what I've called you to do. He set us aflame, and wherever we go, this is the job we've been given. So even on our worst days, there's the flame that is still there, and he's still calling us to point the way. So like the song, could he find us faithful? As we close in prayer, I don't know if there were prayer requests that came in this morning. There's one here. Okay. So, more trailblazers. This request is for Angela's neighbor, Mrs. Gibson, who is now in a nursing home. And she is in a situation where she doesn't really understand it, but there are a lot of Christian churches coming and praying for her. And she doesn't really understand what's happening. And so Angela's just asking that in the midst of all these people coming in and loving on her and praying for her, that she would hear the voice of Jesus calling her to think. Because only Jesus can get through all that she knows and then bring her to him. In the simplest of ways and in the most complicated of ways, God calls us to blaze and to be trailblazers. It's not something we're going to be tomorrow or next year or, you know, when the cows come home. It's now. We're it. You know, we've been tagged. You ever played tag as a kid? We've all been tagged. You know, and there's a light shining over our heads, and there's a name blazoned on our foreheads, whether we're aware of it or not. And so we trailblaze. And I don't think there could be a better exposition of hope, peace, joy, and love than what we've heard in these last 4 weeks. And it's not ushy-gushy. And we knew that our ladies weren't the ushy-gushy style. They were going to give it to us straight. And so we've received it. And we need to go on receiving it, but especially this week. This is amazing. These four messages that we've received, and this one on love about being trailblazers, this week before Christmas Day, this is the most insane week. We'll see people more stressed out, more upset, more people going through what Keith was mentioning. Just, this is a hard season. And regardless of what they look like on the exterior, they are really in need of a trailblazer. And we get, in the most simple, wonderful, beautiful ways, to just point them to Jesus, smiling, wishing them Merry Christmas, holding a door, helping someone in simple ways, just showing people who feel like nobody's with them and everyone's forgotten them and the world is turned upside down for them. And we can say, no, no, it's the way God is intending it. He's here for you. He wants to see you, just like he wants to meet Mrs. Gibson, or Mrs. Gibson to meet him. You know, he's fully aware of who she is at this point. But God wants us to introduce people to him, and he wants us to invite people to church. Let's do that for next Sunday as well. And it's just, it's good grief, as we were reminded this morning. So let's pray that God would find us faithful, specifically in this week. This is a hard week, I think, for people. And as you meet people, think about inviting them to come next Saturday. I think that will be, some people are, you know, Christmas and Easter people. Well, next week's Christmas, so, you know, let's help them at least fulfill the C part of their C and E lives. And maybe they'll actually encounter Jesus at the same time. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for reminding us again, not in sugarcoating kind of ways, but reminding us again what it is you've called us to. And the crazier this world is, and the more out of control things seem to be, and the darker things seem to be, and the more people just seem to ignore everything about you, that's just on the surface. Underneath, there's such a longing. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of confusion. There are a lot of questions. And you've tagged us. And what we don't know, we can point to the answer for people. So could we be trailblazers this week? Could we rise to the occasion, setting aside our own stuff, and recognize that there are people all around us who are desperate for somebody to point them in the right direction? Thank you for filling us up with your love. Thank you for meeting us at our point of need here in this season. Could we be those who stand tall? Could we be those who lead confidently to the cross? We can't, but you did. And that's the amazing message that we have. We're off the hook because you did it for us. And you've done it for others, and you're just waiting for them to discover what you've done. So we bless you again for this morning. Thank you for this beautiful season. Help us to take advantage of this beautiful sunshine today. And may you find us faithful. Amen.